To be humble, that Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, but I don't have a taste for that Sankirtan Ras that he's giving. All of our acharyas are teaching this humility and this lamentation and remorse, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving a special kind of Sankirtan. He's the Yuga avatar of Danyakali. It's Danyakali because only in this age of Kali, Krishna himself, imbued with the complexion and mood of Srimati Radhika to give Braj Prem, is giving that type of Sankirtan, that type of name that's enriched with Braj Prem. And this is unique to this age of Kali. And it's this age of Kali. Anarpita charin charad karunai avatirnam kalo.
Oh, don't go.
It's only once in a day of Brahma that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and gives this kind of Sankirtan. And Sri Guru is the helmsman. As Sri Gurudev said the other night, Guru is
what
heavier.
What is boat?
Hmm?
What is boat here?
The boat is Harinam Sankirtan.
And who is Kandari?
Gandhari, the helmsman, is Sri Gurudev.
Go on.
And the Sankirtan party, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Any fair to go?
The fair is one's faith in the holy name. Otherwise, it's free.
Adan. No tax. Then?
And all souls can cross.
What is the meaning? Whether you have Shraddha, not Shraddha, anything.
You can begin anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you should come and you can ride on the boat. Mm-hmm. You should take me. Then,
by associating with that helmsman, the conductor of the boat, your Harinam gradually goes from Namaparad to Namabas to Shudanam, and then the favorable winds of Shudanam or Prem take you across the ocean of material existence.
He is telling that no fee for going
cross. Take a cross.
Cross. But one thing is that you should not ride on the boat. You should only touch, not even touching. Oh, Premier of Batashi, air will come through that boat and touch you, and what? You will see that you are on that side, not in this side. Very
strange
and wonderful thing. That only the air from that cool air, that is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will come and touch you. And you see that no use of boat to ride in, and quickly you will be
cross.
Thank you. So now, my heart dies. I was searching, but she is sitting here. Why not in front? Oh, in the middle of class I will call.
And bathe my soul in your holy name. I am healed, I am healed, as I stand in the rain of your love. I am healed, I am healed, as I open my heart to your love. Our hearts do yearn to drink thy rain and bathe our soul in your holy name. We are as we open our hearts to your love. Radhe, 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 Radhe.
Radhe, 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Shyam Govinda Radhe Shri Radhe Shri Radhe Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal Radhe Radhe Shyam
Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal Radhe Radhe Shyam
Radhe 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 Shyam Govinda Radhe Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Shyam
Radhe 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 Shyam Govinda Radhe Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Shyam
Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal Radhe Radhe Shyam
Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal Radhe Radhe Shyam
Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopal
Thank you.
My voice is
Thank you, David. Oh, you should also hear Harikatha. Not that you sang any. Very careful. I may ask some questions. Mirandasya Gyananja Shalakaya Chakshorunu Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रधायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भाई Millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my holy master, Om Vishnu Vasishma Bhakti Prakhyan Kishava Swamnara. And same millions of humble obeisances
in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pashishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Well, last night we discussed about Ruchi and then Ashakti. Oh, this is almost fifth stage of Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. First Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. When our chit's heart is clean. When anyone in sadhu sangha will take initiation, harinam and then initiation, and then she will have any transcendental relation, and with that relation, he will follow Tinadapi Sunij, that is low. And then if he will chant, then Cheto Marjanam Bhavati, otherwise never. This is process. If anyone has not been initiated, not taken Diksha or Siksha, he has no relation with Krishna and Brajavasi, and his all malicious things had not been unwanted, then not Cheto Dharpan Marjanam, never. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has explained for this. Then second stage is Cheto Dharpan Marjanam Bhav Mahadavagni Nirvana. All kinds of unwanted things goes away. So no worry, nothing, not bhava, dabagni, it extinguished. Bhava dabagni, ocean of coming and going and filling, fire of material desire. No irsha. We can use in bhakti. Oh, lobha.
Greed.
Greed. And other things. Kaam, krodh, moha, lobha. We can use in bhakti. Moha for what? Krishna katha. Like this, all these things. But irsha, maliciousness, never be used. Never. It cannot be. So, a devotee must first give up all these things. There should be no malice. Irsha, okay?
Maliciousness. Or envy.
Envy. Oh, yes. Even anyone is making problem meeting you, like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, what they did? They prayed to Krishna, oh, this would be liberated. Oh, Prabhu, don't take their offense. It is my fault, not their fault. So we should try to humble like this. Don't forget. Bhav Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. All kinds of favorable things will come. All kinds of. Unfavorable gradually gone. And then fourth is Vidya Vadhu Srivan. What is that? Vidya Vadhu. Vidya is Parashakti Srimati Radhika. No? Name what is? Most beloved of Radhika. So here Vidyavadhu Jivanam. his most beloved of Radhika, Vidyavadu, or Radhika, Harsha. We will know. At that time, we can realize that what is the relation really. Not by word. At first it was by word. Now what becomes? He will realize really, oh, this is my transcendental relation with Krishna and his mother, father, Radhika's father, mother, and everyone. Then he cannot tell Brinda Maya, Tulasi, mother Tulasi,
Jamuna Maya,
Nadhar. Never. At that time he will realize his relation with Krishna. And then this is the position of Ashakti. No? In Ashakti, he will be in such a stage that at that time, he will sometimes speak utter pure name. And he will see that I am of this relation to Krishna. This is. At that stage, sometimes he can remember the 8 pastimes of Krishna. 8. Ashtakali. Before not, don't go and touch. Do pranam only. This is our goal, really. Ashtakali Liya. But before that, anyone does anything that, in the first stage, second stage, that I must remember Ashtakali. He cannot. You can think, if you are doing Ashtakali Leela Smaran, at that time, in the midnight, in a lone place,
lonely place,
in grapes,
grow,
Radha and Krishna is meeting, or meeting. And they are kissing each other, embracing. And after that, what will be? What can you think? Only worldly lust. So you are not qualified for that. You cannot think beyond this. Aprakrit, prem. Even a sadhak, in first stage, Madhyam Adhikari, he gives lust, and there will be there any sex thinking or anything, lust, worldly. But what you will think in this stage, you cannot. So wait till this asakti in second stage, you are coming. Before you don't. You should think that this is my
ultimate goal.
And try to chant and to give up all your wanted things.
Unwanted.
And then this will come. And then, then anandam buddhi vardhanam patipadam. And then you will always play on the webs of love and affection in Vrindavan, in Jamuna. And after that you will sing dong. What is that stage? After Asakti Rati. And that is, you are playing on the webs of this love and affection. You can come out of that webs. Webs are very powerful. They can take you in the middle of ocean and again and play like this. And after that, prem will come transcendental, and then you will totally sink down in the ocean of love and affection forever, and then you can come out in Golok Vrindavan for this world. This is process. So in this asakti, some semblance of that prem, rati, comes. Then you are qualified to do all this. Don't do silly thing, bogus thing. Be careful for that. Wherever I go, or some question comes, oh, I will think about
Ashtakaya.
Oh, please do pranam. Don't try. Don't. Automatically it will come in the stage of asha. That is, it has been told there. You should know when asakti will be nurtured.
Mature.
Then, what will be? Shuddha Sakta, Ishesha Atma, Prema Sujjant Samya Bhak, Ruchivichittam Mashinya, Kudosau Bhavamichite. Rup Goswami has to. What is Rati Arbhav? Oh, Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. World is full of material.
Modes of nature. Three modes of nature.
World, those who have deviated from Krishna, all are sinking and very far away from transcendental things. So, this is in this world, we are all in worldly sattva, material sattva. We know that we are body and we want to have worldly desires. You are bound. And then mishra sattva. Oh, though it is so, bhakti in some high position, when they feel that I am not body, and so eternal servant of Krishna, then Mishra Sattva. Sometimes here, sometimes there. Mishra, both combination. And when Shuddha Sattva comes, when he comes in the stage of Rati. What is Shuddha Sattva? After Asakti is natural. Sometimes pure name comes, and then so much attachment come for Krishna, mamata.
Possessiveness, minus.
Minus comes at that time. Krishna become very merciful and he adopts that devotee, that he is mine. I must be merciful to him. And then he sends his parashakti. And by them that mercy, something coming down on your heart, on your sattva. On your sattva, meaning pure heart. That sattva from Radhika, what sattva? Oh, practice supreme love, transcendental prem. Like, Guru has given so many plants on the bank of Ganges. Same water for all seeds, tamarind, mango, what more, bamboo, bubble. Thrones, so many seeds are there. Guru gave you, and you planted on the bank of Ganges. So he used to take the water and waterizing with the same water to all, same atmosphere, same air, same sun shines to all. But you know, if a rain comes also to all, but tamarind seed gives tamarind tree, mangoes.
See,
mango tree, very sweet fruits. Oh, bubble thrones. What it gives? Only thrones. So, anyone cannot change these. It is natural. No? So, by sadhu sangha, it cannot be changed what we have natural, our relation to Krishna. Only
develop
and had it written. Kriti.
Nitya
siddhasya bhavasya prakatya sadhata. What is the rules? Kriti sadhya bhavasya. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava. So sadhana vidar nitya siddhasya prakatya nitya siddha or bhav or relation with Krishna is translated. It cannot be changed. In very rare case we can see anything. But not. Yashoda mother, he cannot change his mode other than motherhood. She knows that Krishna mission is controlled by gopis. And this is best than this. But she cannot be a gopi. Braja. What? Gopi like Radhika and others. Our friends also know that Krishna, when wants to meet with gopis, oh, he keeps away, far away to us. So they are best beloved. But he can. Uddha went to Braja and he, oh, look the
glory of gopis.
Glory of gopi. But he never became anything of Braja. Cannot change. So we cannot change. Only by sadhu sangha, by guru karan, oh, that shuddha sakta from Radhika will come and it will make it easy. Only this. Prakattas. Nitya siddhasya prakattam. What is the meaning, Yusuf? Where is my. Shuddha sattva, what I define? Shuddha sattva, nishesha sattva, kriti sadhya, sadhya. Nitya siddhasya bhava sri. Very easy language.
Kriti sadhya, bhavet sadhya, bhava sa sadhana vidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya, prakatyam hridi sadhyata. This verse is telling that the nitya siddha bhav, that means the eternal relation that the jiva soul has implanted within his heart, that is an eternally established fact. And by the process of the sadhana, performance of sadhana, this nitya siddha bhav becomes established. Prakatyam hridi sadhyata. It becomes established within the heart through the process of performing the correct sadhana. So as Gurudev is describing, that within every jivatma, there is already this established relation with Krishna, like as in the example he's giving of a seed. The seed of any tree can only produce what it has that potency within that seed. And a mango tree only has the potency to produce a mango seed within it. And same with any other seed. So, this eternal relation with Krishna is already there within the jivatma. And by the process of performing the sadhana, then this eternal nitya siddha bhav relation with Krishna, it gradually becomes revealed. And as Gurudev is quoting this, shuddha sattva visheshatma prema suryangsu samyabhak ruchibis chitta mashranya kridaso bhava uchate. So, this... By the process of this shuddha sattva, visheshatma, the rays of prema descending down from the transcendental platform and touching the heart of the jiva soul who has now reached that stage of asakti, now these rays shine down within his heart and he enters And his heart becomes melted. Ruchi bis chitta ma shrinya. His heart becomes melted by so many tastes, so many ruchi. Ruchi means taste. And he begins to taste the transcendental nectar of the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is directly descending down from the transcendental plane onto the heart of the jiva soul. And in this way, he is actually able to transcend this mishra sattva and this material existence that he is identified with. So it is there within the heart of the jiva soul, but it also requires, just like a seed requires water, it requires sunlight and air. So similarly, this nitya siddha bhava of the jiva requires the sadhu sangha and the nurturing of guru to bring it to maturity, and then it will manifest from the heart of the jiva soul.
What is the meaning of shuddha sattva visheshatma? What is that visheshatma? Can you have heard, you should try to know all these things. Visheshatma.
Shuddha sattva. Sattva means existence. Now we're in worldly existence. Then mishra sattva is mixed material and spiritual. Shuddha sattva is pure spiritual existence. I'm not this body, but I am a servant of Krishna in any of the four categories or relationships of servant, friend, parent, or beloved. Shuddha sattva is actually the sandini potency who has as its predominating deity Lord Balaram. Shuddha sattva visheshatma means when the Parashakti has three functions, three vrittis, Pladini, Sandini, and Samvit. So Shuddha Sattva is the platform of spiritual existence, spiritual identification, spiritual substances. With the addition of Visheshatma, that is, you have Ladini Shakti, personified as Srimati Radhika, and Samvit Shakti, that is Krishna, combined together on the platform of Sandini. So Radha Krishna means the pastimes of Radha and Krishna with the predominancy of Srimati Radhika on the platform of Sandini. The devotee who is in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes in that particular relationship of servant of Radha and Krishna with a leaning toward Srimati Radhika. So then his own body becomes Sat, Chit, and Ananda. He becomes Pradatmik with that Visheshatma. Now we are Shuddha Sattva, but we can become Pradatma with Vishuddha Sattva, that is Radha and Krishna's pastimes by the mercy of Sri Guru. And when one reaches the level of mature bhava, he enters into Krishna's pastimes, which are taking place in any material universe. He takes birth in the womb of a gopi, gets trained by the associates of Radha and Krishna in his particular relationship, becomes fully one in heart with those associates, and he attains that platform of Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma in maturity.
Very good. Here the essence. There are three things. Sat, Chit, Anand. Sat, Sandini. And Chit, Sambit. And Ananda, Ladi. It is clear. Krishna is Chit, full Chit.
Predominantity of Chit, sir.
And Baldevi is Sandini. And Radhika is Ladini. Now, what is the meaning of Visheshatma? That on the platform of Sandini,
That is part of Baladev Prabhu, our existence, our heart. This is platform. On that, chit means
sambit.
Sambit. What? All kinds of knowledge, but not dry knowledge. What? Bhav. Bhav. Which is very komal.
Soft
and sweet. That is the mood of Radhika to serve Krishna. That is Sambhi. Understand? The mood of Radhika serving what? Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and then Adirud, up till Madanakhya-bhav. These are essence of that
Sambhi.
And Hladini, when she realizes by deep mood serving to Krishna, very high class of ananda comes. Radhaya pranayama kidrisho va naiva asado jinadbhut madhurima kidrisho va madhiya saukhyam chasya here. Saukhyam chasya. What Srimati Radhika is feeling in her heart, how she is happy. She becomes mad. So this is Hladini. When Sambhi and Hladini are mixed, that is that essence of that mood of Radhika and his pleasure, both. Both comes in the heart of the platform of Sadhak Ji. In this stage of Radhi. This is Radhi. I told, but I know it is very difficult to take in your mind. Very difficult. But I told you. I know that you are not qualified. Even I told. I am telling. So, try to come in this stage of even asakti, ruchi and asakti. Then gradually, if you are not engaging your all senses, mood, mind, tongue, everything, in the service of your Gurudev, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, you cannot feel like this. I may tell thousands of times, but you will have to follow and do practice. First unwanted thing gone, and then gradually come in the ruchi, then asakti, then you can. So try to come. I have called you all for this thing. Not that I have come to give marriage to ladies and males. I am not come for any giving you pleasure, worldly pleasure. I have come, our Swamiji came, Mahaprabhu came, his parikas came, only to keep these things. This is wealth that Guru Bar comes and gives, but any fortunate person can take. Otherwise, they will be quarreling for worldly things. Oh, so many things here, quarreling for what? Worldly things. Material desire. Give up all these things, nonsense. And come to me. Hear me. The words of our Guru Parampara, especially Rupa and Raghunath, and be successful in your life. For this we go to Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, what thinking? Not Astakalya, not everything. Oh, what is happening in my country? My, how is my mother, father, son, God? Or they say not Buddha. So try to follow all this. Oh, Manjari can sing one any kirtan. Any question you can ask after that.
Later. After.
After that.
Later will be better.
By letter will be better.
Yeah. Not by letter.
As you like, best song that you can sing.
Hari hai Doyal Moor.
You can sing Git Govinda. I told you what you like, best song. If you can sing Git Govinda, very good.
Thank you.
Vrindavan, and there you learnt. It is very hard to sing for others. Let's see. Very good. Thank you. What your question?
Srila Gurudev, these two verses of Srila Rupa Goswami, one is describing sadhan bhakti, kṛta so. That means with this body and senses, we're performing, under guidance of Guru, actions to attain a bhav. Then we go to bhav bhakti, shuddha sattva. So in the stage of practicing sadhan, to attain that bhav, we should aspire for that bhav, or we should try to think we are in that bhav while doing kṛta so, while we are practicing with our senses and mind. Or we should hold that ideal. At what point do we have the mood of our bhav?
Clarify.
When we are practicing sadhana bhakti, we aspire to attain that bhav, or should we think we are in that bhav when we are practicing?
Don't think that you are in that bhav, because we are not at that time. So really, real position should be there. We will pray and be qualified that Krishna should be merciful to take us like mine. And then mercy will come, Shuddha Sat will come. You should know also, no practice for bhav, surrendering, because anartha has been gone. All kinds of unwanted thing has been gone. Mamata has come, at minus has come. Only there is some smell of anartha. And that is in Murchit Kasaya. That is in
dormant stage.
So no sadhan up to asakti. And then sadhan stops. First stage of rati, mane bhav, is also asakti, matured asakti. After that, no sadhan, only two things. Kripa sapeksha, kripa, mercy of Bhagavan Krishna and Bhagavan. Guru, Krishna, prasade, pa. This, especially this one. It has been told in Jaiva Dharma, vividly. You should be qualified for that thing. For asakti, up to asakti, there is some process or some sadhana. Oh, after that now. Vali kripasik. Bhakta prasadas
and
Bhagavat prasadas. Bhagavan here, Radha and Krishna together, and their mercy has come in Mahaprabhu together, very powerful, more than Radha and Krishna alone. And Bhagavat Kripa, who is under the guidance of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has made his life Bhagavatam. That Uttam Bhagavatam. By their mercy, oh, they will sprinkle. Rupa Goswami can be. Raghunath Das Nath can be. Oh, Krishna Prem should come and at once. It will come. Krishna, oh, he will bestow his mercy. Oh, at once you should dance and sing in Krishna. Oh, it will be. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it has been told. Oh, Gopi Kumar. Oh, he knew everything, all kinds of knowledge. But he could not weep like his Gurudev, Swarup.
Mathur Brahman. Gopi Kumar was Swarup. Mathur Brahman, knowing but could not realize it.
So, Krishna came in the shape of what? Swarup. To teach Gopi Kumar.
Jana Sarma.
He heard everything. Oh, last point also, Gopi Prem. But not coming. And then Swarup, what? Oh, Krishna Prem should come. At once,
became Swarup.
He saw that, oh, I'm going where? In Vrindavan. So this is the process.
When we hear all this, then sometimes we also
Here our acharyas describe that we have to be very careful for sahadiya, anyone who imitates this in a premature stage.
That is why I told that we should give up all these things at the time of before nishtha. And in the stage of ruchi, nothing. Sahajya bhav,
Gan. Mature stage, you imitate, then you're bound to go to hell without any fail.
So, we should be careful. Try to follow. Try to realize what I'm saying. Very precious things. I think that nowadays, very rare are to explain all these things to you. Very rare in this world. So you are very fortunate to attend this festival. This will be the fruit if you can take something from this Mahotsav. What?
The sadha should practice very sincerely and always stay in the association of high class Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Then that
yes,
is
yes.
Such an account.
True. 100% true. Okay. Now, one thing. Huh? Oh, she has one. What you have?
If we see sometimes devotees explain these things or sing songs, and they start to cry and become very emotional, what should we think?
Oh, if he is doing these things, weeping, dancing, and after that he absorbs in material things, then we should think that he is sahajya. We should give up his association. And if he continues, then we should know that now he is madhyam to Uttam Adhikari and respect.
You are telling to us that we should not try to prematurely hear the Ashtakaliya Leela, pastimes of Radha and Krishna, because of mundane identification. But at the same time, if we are going on Braj Mandala Parikrama, for example, we are going to all the holy pastime places of Radha and Krishna, and there we are hearing various pastimes from various parts of their Ashtakaliya Leelas. So
I'm telling at that time, this is our goal. To create some
greed.
That we should know that this is the goal of our life. Not that you should practice at once. Otherwise, unmatured stage, if you think like that, then lust is bound to come, and after some time, you will give up your renounce order and you will be in family life. The maid servant of any lady. And she will kick you like donkeys. So we should be careful. Now come to our classes. Now we have heard up to this. No sadhana after that. Now we can take the examples of the devotees. In what state they are? These things that I told you, these are the barometer that you can examine who and who is in what state. Now we can see Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dhruva, he was a real bhakta. And he took darshan of Narayana Tattva. But really he is not pure devotee. He has worldly desires for kingdom, better kingdom from his father. So Sanatana Goswami has told there are various stages of bhakti. And in various stages of bhakti are called by five mainly
stages.
Jnani bhakta, then Suddha bhakta, then
Premi bhakta,
Prem par bhakta, and then
Prematur.
Up to this. Gopis are not among these. Above all these
things.
Now, from tomorrow, we'll discuss something. Perhaps tomorrow is class and day after tomorrow also.
No, just one more. We have one in the morning tomorrow. One morning class and one evening class. What do we do?
After that?
No.
Not class for you all?
And we can stay one more day.
After you can discuss something. So today is also drama play?
Yes.
Oh, so they should be ready. And one kirtan should be done.
On behalf of the devotees who have invited all of us here, especially Gopavinda Prabhu and his very good wife, I want to request you, all those who have come, to organize a festival like this. It is not happening automatically. A lot of labor, expenses are involved. And if everybody can help to contribute a little festival fee, it is most welcome, and it will be
not fee but donation. And I also want, we should not be burdened to anyone. We are all having some money, why not helping? So I think our last day is tomorrow. You should donate something to Mula Prakriti, and that's very good thing. I like these things. Our here festival is successful, very successful. I never thought that a festival like this and so many devotees will take part. I never thought. Beyond my
expectation.
Oh, so many. And very good devotees, sincere devotees here. So I'm very happy to come here. Now I'm very happily returned to Honolulu in Vrindavan on the bank of Yamuna, and I will write something.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees. So whoever requested for initiation tomorrow 8 a.m. in the place of Gopavinda Pal Prabhu, and tomorrow also last day of initiation. And Gopavinda Pal Prabhu informed us that some problem may come if we do fire sacrifice here. So fire sacrifice fires also took, it will take place in the near Govardhan and the bank of Radhakund. So whoever take an initiation
but,
or harinam,
that place you should tell clear.
So whoever take an initiation, harinam or diksha or siksha, I am requesting them all to be present there 8:30 a.m. in the plot of Gopabindabal Prabhu in Godrum Garden. Hare Krishna.
Thus ends the class on the 15th of January 2002 in the evening in Hilo, Hawaii. Hare Krishna.